Hello, and welcome to LaPiana Consulting Strategic Restructuring Podcast Series. I'm Heather Gowdy, Senior Manager at LaPiana Consulting, and today with me is Vance Yoshida, another Senior Manager at the firm who's worked extensively with organizations going through some sort of strategic restructuring process, by which we mean a merger or other form of organizational partnership. Good morning, Vance.
Good morning.
One of the most essential elements of any partnership is trust between the parties. Trust is critical when negotiating the terms of the partnership, and it's critical to maintaining a successful partnership. What do you advise organizations in this area? What should they be paying attention to or doing as they pursue collaborative relationships?
When thinking about trust, you should not be thinking just about whether you trust an organization or not trust an organization, but you should be thinking about the level of trust that you have with the other organization. The higher level of trust that you have with a potential partner, the more significant the partnership you will be able to develop. If you have a low level of trust with another organization, you will probably not be able to have a very significant partnership. But if you have a higher level of trust with another organization, you'll be more willing to make significant decisions with your partners and share things like staff, operations, programs, and even possibly merge with them in the future. When considering the level of trust that you have with another organization, there are a number of key indicators that you should consider. For example, the openness of the other organization. Are they willing to share decision-making with you? Their reliability. Are they an organization that are consistent, dependable, that you could constantly rely on? Their overall integrity. Are they an organization that walks their talk? Their overall benevolence. Are they fair, honest, and caring? And how do they treat their clients, staff, and partners? And their overall competence. Do they have high standards? Are they flexible and adaptable? What's the quality of the work that they do?
So building trust between organizations, it's similar in many ways to building trust in interpersonal relationships.
It certainly is. A good analogy to use is two folks who have decided that they wanted to date. At this point in time, there's not a very high level of trust because they really don't know each other well. So they may be willing to have dinner together, or they may be willing to see a movie together, but they're not ready to move in together. As they get to know each other more and more, and as they're able to build higher and higher levels of trust, they may be willing to do more significant things together. For example, they may be willing to sign a lease together, or they may be willing to have a family together and get married. It's very similar with organizations. The higher levels of trust that two organizations are able to build with each other, the more significant the types of relationships or the types of collaborations that they're willing to do together. So for example, initially they may be only willing to come together to do some advocacy together, but as they come to know each other more and more, they may be willing to jointly do programs together or jointly share staff, or at some point in time, maybe even merge their operations together.
That dating, engaged, married whole analogy, that's a great one. Thank you, Vance, and thanks to our listeners. For more information on strategic restructuring and to listen to other podcasts in our series, please visit www.lapiana.org.